This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Federal health officials say the teen birth rate in America is falling. That's an economic story on many levels, given that teen parents often leave high school early and tend to earn less money. But to bring down rates further, especially in poorer neighborhoods, some researchers are trying to focus on teenage guys. Reporter Eilish O'Neill has more from New York City.
16-year-old Bruce Garcia remembers the first time he talked to his dad about sex. It was just a few months ago.
Say, hey, dad, there's this girl, like, you know, I want to impress her and stuff like that. It is awkward at first.
Bruce's dad, Victor Garcia, says he also felt uncomfortable.
Es mi primera vez que tengo más comunicación con el menor de todos.
Garcia says he never talked with his three oldest sons about sex and relationships. He didn't know how. But in June, he got some tips. Vincent Guillamo Ramos, a social worker and nurse at New York University, had started a program for dads.
We want them to talk to their sons about their sexual activity, preventing a pregnancy, using a condom correctly and consistently, getting themselves screened for STIs, including HIV.
Guillamo Ramos works with families in the Bronx, New York City's poorest borough. There, nearly 8% of 15 to 19-year-old girls get pregnant every year. That's nearly twice the rate of Manhattan. Economists disagree about whether these pregnancies cause high dropout rates and poverty, or whether teen parents were at risk of dropping out of school anyway.
Unfortunately, teen pregnancy often gets framed as being a girl's issue. Well, boys are 50% of the equation.
Guillermo Ramos says teens wait longer to have sex and have safer sex if their parents talk to them about it. Bruce Garcia says his dad has been pretty clear about the issue.
My dad tells me, just be careful. Like, don't move too quickly. Don't escalate things to the point where you're going to do something really dumb. And next thing you know, we're going to have to talk about whose diapers are we going to change.
By the end of 2016, Guillermo Ramos's program will have reached 800 families. After that, he wants nurses and social workers to take his program and run with it. His goal is to get fathers and sons talking all over the U.S. In New York, I'm Eilish O'Neill for Marketplace.